In my study in school about the apostolic grace, one of the things that one of the instructors placed on me is this, and he'd been an apostle a long time. We have not walked this way before. I want this recorded. We have not walked this way before. I would go through all of it, but I'm not. But there's so many things going AWOL. Then the second thing is the heat of the battle is intensified. In other words, things, I'll use a word that will render some insight, COVID. Homosexuality. Transgender. All those words, just things are just happening. And they want the church to accept it. But we can't. We can't even accept that as a sickness that's going to take us out. We can't accept that. We've got to fight the good fight of faith, no matter what it looks, no matter how you feel, no matter what report you have. You have to move further in another realm, all right? The third thing, the waves of deception, manipulation, witchcraft has already infiltrated the church, listen right now, life and government. Life and government. If the spiritual government is not in place, organizational structure cannot keep the church or you as a Christian in power. Technology can't do it. Government can't do it. It has to be the spirit world. The fourth one, the time we are living in is a specific time of separation and judgment. We just got to separate yourself from something. And if something is wrong, it judges itself. If you're walking in righteousness. And then the reason I have been aiming to teach you on Sunday for a long time in the prayer we're praying about supernatural atmosphere. A new wave of supernatural power is soon going to be seen manifested in the church. I'll read something for you under here. The power of God will be released through the revelation and power gifts in the most unprecedented ways. Supernatural signs and wonders are going to break forth in the life of the congregation. The world will be shocked when the real church come out. And you will be a part of it. By studying. Tonight, I want you to turn your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8 and pay close attention because we're going beyond the mind and beyond time tonight. Mind and time have run you long enough. We're going into another, not dimension, another realm. All right. In Ephesians 2:8, there's a very powerful statement made. And I want you to write down now, developing favor, decreeing faith. Developing favor, decreeing faith. Two words going to meet up tonight, faith and grace. Grace actually means God's favor. And it means, now this, I want you to hear this, is already done. It's already done. So sometimes we're trying to make so much effort to make it happen, but we got to receive it. And if it don't happen physically, if it don't happen time-wise, don't worry yourself. It's already happened. So you got things kind of make you believe that it's not happening. But if it's already happened, it's there already. Are you following me? Now this will help you because you think I don't go through nothing. I don't talk about it. Praise God. I ain't calling no 1,000 people to pray for me now. Never put my name on TV to my pray for Apostle Thompson. Oh, indeed. Some people might be praying the other way. You don't want too many people praying for you. Pray for yourself. I say it here. All right, now developing favor, decreeing faith. And I tell you, this came beyond my mind. This is how we're going to go beyond the mind realm tonight and beyond the clock. Those truths that hold you back, your mind and the clock, time and mind, rob you of many victories. All right. So in Ephesians 2:8, now notice what it says, for by grace, and when I say grace, it's favor.
Yes, sir.
And it talk about the cross, talking about Christ, where your faith should be in the cross and Christ,
yes,
right?
Yes, sir.
For by grace are you saved through faith. Now notice that, for by grace are you saved through faith. Now that statement is making a lot of insight on another realm of living by faith. It's already done, but it can't work without faith. In other words, faith causes grace to function in your life. Grace can't function automatically. It has to have faith mixed with it to cause it to happen. You understand that? So now, interchangeable word here now is favor and grace. The favor of God is already yours.
Yes.
But you're going to have to activate it by your faith. And so that's why the Lord wants developing favor, decreeing faith. I will show you some things tonight. For by grace are you saved through faith. You see, that's how you save.
Yes, sir.
That's not of yourself. So stop trying to make it happen yourself. It is what? Oh, my goodness. So all my deliverance and all my victories and all my prayers and all my request to God is a gift from God that is already mine. All right. Now let's look at another scripture that's going to substantiate this movement to another level. In Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Galatians 2:20. We're going to look at that. For it's going to put us in another position of favor and faith. In the 20th verse of Galatians chapter 2, it says, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I. Oh, my goodness. Yet not I. Why you struggle with it so much? But Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, what it said? I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Now look at verse 21. That's where the problem come in. He says, the apostle said, I do not frustrate the grace of God with mind and time. How many guilty? Okay, that's where we're growing. I will not frustrate because if it don't look right in the body, that doesn't mean it's not working. If it don't look right in your finances or in your family, that doesn't mean it's not working. Give it, now I don't want to use the word time. Give it faith to work with. I think we probably put time in the place of faith. And you can't do that. Come on, we all recognize that. Yeah, we're human. We're human beings. We all have done that because it didn't happen today. Didn't happen 3 weeks later, you know. Later, I was looking at the latest thing on TV, and she had thyroid cancer, and they give her 3 years to live, and said, this is the 11th year. She's still living and singing. So don't give up when somebody give up on you. God ain't give up on you. Give him praise. I said, give him praise. He gonna work it out. He's working it out, but you can't go by time and mind. All right, let me finish reading this. You see what verse 20 says, right? Look what verse 21 says. I do not frustrate the grace of God. See, you can frustrate grace or have faith in grace.
Right.
A lot of times we frustrate grace because we don't understand. Grace means that it's already done.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Any frustration you have, you frustrate in grace.
Wow.
See, And you got to go back to faith. Now, let's look at three scriptures in Hebrews chapter 11. That's the faith chapter. Talk about faith. He wrote. Let's look at three scriptures there, and then we'll go to work. Hebrews chapter 11. I'm going to use three scriptures. They're not going to be in order. Regularly, 1, 2, 3, but they're going to give us a clear point before we start stepping into some things. Now, you know decreeing means decide.
Yes,
so you have enough revelation and enough insight and enough understanding when you're operating in faith to know that what you're believing for is already decided. You just got oppositions who try to make you believe that it's not working, but that's why we got to walk by faith and not by sight. You understand that? It's a faith life we're living in. So the flesh and the sense realm try to grab us even when we got our Bible in our hand. Tell us it ain't working. He lying to you. See? So now here, Hebrews 11:1. Most of y'all know this scripture by mine. Now faith is the substance of things hope memory. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You see that? All right, go to Hebrews 11:6 now. Without faith, but without faith it's impossible to please him. You cannot activate grace without faith. See, you're saved by grace through faith. So everything else from heaven or in that realm has to work by faith. You see it? All right. Now, it says, it tell you what faith is. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. Evidence of things not seen. So if you're trying to see it, not holding on to your evidence, you're going to be discouraged. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. See, if you got a seed, you're not operating by faith. You have to own it before it show up physically. You understand that? Because your ownership is spiritually legal because of Christ and the cross. It's all paid for. What happened, grace is just speaking Christ and the cross and the resurrection. Meaning it's finished. Grace is John 19:30. It is finished. So your faith is taking a finished route. That's why it's called faith. And then in Hebrews 11:3, through faith, we understand, oh my goodness, without faith, you're not going to understand. I talked to a 92 or 93-year-old man today, and he told me, he said, Lord, he broke his hip. He said, Lord, why? If you so much for me, why I broke my hip? The Lord said, you just go and do what I tell you to do. I got more things for you. And so in talking with him, he kept telling me, he kept telling me, he said, I'm a blessed man. Now I noticed Brother Ray, he said, I'm well and blessed.
Yeah.
Y'all better start saying that. I'm a blessed woman, say it. You know. Tell yourself that no matter what's going on, see, we can tell you, this guy can tell you some things be going on, but he still say, I'm well and blessed. Left knee might be hurting. I'm well and blessed. That's the way faith talk. Now mine talk different. Mine say, I'm hurting. God have left me out. Where is God? Y'all all can identify with that, can't you? I can too. All right. Now look at verse 6 again. But without faith is impossible. Verse 3. Through faith, we understand that the world were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen was not made of things which do appear. Now, in developing favor, decreeing faith, you remember he said decree a thing?
Yes, sir.
And the light will shine on it?
Yes, sir.
All right. Take notes. The time has come for the people of God to rise to their rightful blood-bought places in life. Faith and grace will take you there. The time has come for the people of God to rise to their rightful blood-bought places in life. And you do it with faith and grace. Here's some of the things you're going to call for. You call for favor, and the two words are the same, grace and light of God to become one in your life. Now watch this statement. With the right revelation of decreeing, you're about to stand out for God's glory. No matter what the climate is, no matter what the atmosphere is, no matter what the world doing, you're going to stand out to God's glory. Because you know, you say we're the salt of the earth and we're the light of the world. The church have not been that. We've been blending in with them. This will be blending in with us. We got the message, all right? All right. Where we are now, mind and time cannot equate where you're going. For you're traveling in a divine realm. Everybody say divine realm.
Divine realm.
I want you to think about that. You're not traveling in mind and time. You're traveling in the realm of the spirit of faith and grace coming in harmony. All right. Divine realm. You have come back to train them, to train your mind, and to train your time. You got to come back to train them because they cannot catch up with the faith realm. You, instead of letting them run you, you're supposed to be anointed enough with the Spirit of God to run them and not to go by feeling. When I first heard it, not to go by facts. And you know, you tell me not to go by facts, because facts really, they are not truth. He didn't say facts will set you free. He said the truth will set you free. And so the word of God is the truth. It's not just dealing with a fact, it's the truth. And the reason it's truth is already done. All right? Promises, blessing, nor anointing, get this now, are automatic. Promises, blessings, nor anointings are automatic. Now, just because you got a scripture don't mean you're anointed. Promises, blessing, and anointing will obey you if you function properly. He designed blessing to obey you. He designed promises to obey you. God promises will obey you because he gave you his promises. And if you fulfill what he tell you about the promise got to obey you. That's why Abraham was fully persuaded that what he promised, he also able to perform. Then Romans chapter 4, 21, 22. Now, let's go. I'm going to try to hit 3 or 4 points quickly. Decreeing means deciding. From having revelation on what God has provided through Jesus Christ and his cross, and knowing that you're a partaker of it. Let me go over that again. Look, that's Galatians 2:20 and 21 right there. Decreeing means deciding. And you can't decide from having revelation on what God has provided through Jesus and his cross, and knowing, yet this is very important, and knowing you're a partaker of it all. Yeah, you know you're a partaker of it all. And how you know? By faith. That's Galatians 2:21. I'm crucified with Christ, never lives I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me, and the life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Then it says, that 21st verse says, I will not frustrate. What frustrate mean? You ever been frustrated?
Oh, yes.
Oh yeah. If you haven't been frustrated, you're not alive. They got some frustrating thing going on now. But you see, you don't want frustrated grace. And how you frustrate grace is when you're not operating in faith. Because faith the only thing you can make grace work. Grace actually means, thank you, Holy Spirit, grace actually means it's already paid for. All blessings, all promises, all your desire, already paid for. But only faith can activate it. So here come feeling, shake hands with you every day. You know who know about feeling? And flesh. And your best friend. He ain't got no anointing. Go! Shit, get out of the house. You don't belong to Word of Life. Don't talk to me. See, because everybody go to church, you think everybody that you go to church, we one big group. No, that's a different. You talk to some church folks that talking a little deeper in the level of revelation, they'll look at you. They don't do that at our church. They don't pray in tongues. So there's a realm they haven't reached yet. I'm not putting them down. They're going to heaven, but they're not going to function in heaven down here like they should. All right, turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And I want to say to you, get ready for demonstrations you have never experienced before.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. When you go to decreeing, when you go to operating this decreeing, you developing favor, decreeing faith, you're going to begin to see things you've never seen before. Get ready for demonstration you have never experienced before. That's in 1 Corinthians 2:9. 1 Corinthians 2:9. You see, you're not going to function in demonstration with regular preaching. You're not going to function if you're operating by a mundane schedule. In other words, the same old, same old. You need a move of the Spirit. Thank God for the move of the Spirit.
Thank God for the Holy Ghost.
He has the answer
for every situation.
Praise his holy name. Glory to
hallelujah.
Get ready for demonstration you have never experienced before. Then 1 Corinthians 2:9, but it's written, eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. Now I told you about John in Revelation 1:10. Because John was in the Spirit, he heard in the Spirit, he saw in the Spirit, and he was qualified and able to activate things in the Spirit. So when a real Christian is walking by faith and operating in grace, the average Christian will not understand them. They'll say they're going out of their mind. Because most Christians got to, supposed to be Christian, got to see something. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
All right, so now, look at the 10th verse. 1 Corinthians 2:10. But God has revealed, that word is important, though, them to us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yeah, the deep things of God. See? So we talk about the Spirit of faith, operating in the Spirit of faith, not feeling, not facts. Now, quite natural to go into that realm, you're going to have apostolic and prophetic preaching.
Yes, sir.
See, your nourishment comes from a pastor. He walk with you, cry with you, hug you, but he won't tell you that's wrong. You know how you got in this problem? I don't want you to pat me up. I don't want you to, I ain't got nothing to do with it. All the devil. I ain't got nothing to do with this. I'm in this condition because the devil hate me. No, the devil can't get in on you unless you give him permission. So it's just stop lying on the devil. Stop trying to find an excuse for not doing what you're supposed to do. But anyway you get ahead of you, some way you submitted to him. Repent. You know you said it. You got that contamination on you, you won't repent. You keep trying to justify, I was right to say that. Demonstrate, get ready for demonstration you've never, by operating in this decreeing faith, decreeing, able to decree favor, and know that it's already done, you're going to move into another realm of living. And not just praying 50 hours and nothing wrong with that, and just, but you need to get some answers. God dog it, something need to be different. All the promises of God are yea. Amen. I'm saying amen tonight. I'm saying amen to everything you believe in God for. Amen. Amen. You ever said amen about it?
Amen.
You've been praying about it. You never said amen. You never said amen. So be it. You the one got the authority. You did him with something. Go ahead and put the scriptures on it. The Spirit told you what to put on it. Then say amen.
Amen.
And see, when all the dependency is upon the pulpit, and you don't recognize you got the power, you don't know you can say amen by things yourself. Because you are a child of, come talk to me here now, of the living God. You got a living kingdom on the inside of you. You got living faith on the inside of you. You got living grace on the inside of you. You got living mercy on the inside of you. You got the love of God on the inside. God love you.
Yes.
Say God love me.
I love God.
I feel the Spirit now. I feel, you know, you're talking like that. Yeah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, I want to say this to you, to invite you to another realm. The Lord loves you in spite of. No matter what your shortcomings are, we all have them. God loves you anyway. When God permit the Holy Spirit to call you to repentance, he's saying the devil's trying to steal something.
Yes. Yes.
Repent, and he can't get to you.
Yes.
Because of this humanism, because of this house we travel in,
yes,
and this sense realm, we're going to make mistakes.
Yes.
You who have no mistake, you the first one we got to pray for tonight. Because in this physical body, you're not going to be perfect.
That's right.
Repentance is to get you back in place. God know he repented, erase Satan pathway into your life. That 97-year-old man told him, said, Lord told him, says, just repent. See, he didn't know what it was, just repent. He said, Lord, I repent of everything. And he said, when he finished, he came out to be a new man. And he's been with me a long time. He's been a great man. He's a great man. He is a great man. And before you say it or decree it, it's already decided. It needs faith to manifest it on the earth. See, just because you see it in the Bible, no, unless you let the faith build and operate in faith, it's not going to manifest. See, faith is a divine manifester. Faith is a kingdom manifestation. Faith make it happen. How you got saved? I mean, if God could save a wretch like me, what else he can't handle? Y'all know some of y'all was messed up. Y'all online, some of y'all was messed up. I know I was. I know all y'all came little babies, y'all was little angels when y'all were born. It was angels. Angels at 16 and angels at 19. Jeez, I ain't crazy. God done saved some people up in here. Online too. Turn to Matthew 16:18. Look at it, because I'm going to make a statement and see what the Holy Spirit will do with us on that. Matthew 16:18. And this is a revelation scripture. I'm not going to read the whole thing. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gate of hell shall not prevail against it. Look at the 19th verse. Yes, and I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. Isn't that something? So here's what I want to say to you about decreeing. Because the church don't know much, a whole lot about decreeing, because I've been pastoring a long time. I ain't taught decreeing that much until I got to shifting in other areas. Decreeing is opening the windows, doors, and gates of the supernatural. Decreeing is a supernatural key to open all of heaven possibilities. Y'all didn't talk loud enough for that. Let me go over again. Decreeing is opening the window of doors and gates of heaven of the supernatural. Decreeing is a supernatural key to open all of heaven's possibilities. Whoa. Whoa. And that's Matthew 16:18-19. Now let's go to a live manifestation along this line the Lord showed me about this lesson. Turn to Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5, verse 25. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I was telling my wife, I said, you know, most of these guys finish in about 28 minutes. I'm going to try. She. My wife looked at me and said, if you're not finished, you're not finished. Now, watch them guys on TV, you know, I'll be on the hour and 18 minutes, hour. God, 28 minutes, 30 seconds. This is a powerful one here. I want you in Mark 5. Maybe I'll tell you the point before we read it, then you can see it clear, all right? We'll begin at verse 25. But I'm going to give you a statement that the Holy Spirit gave me when you're studying and preparing for this message. She decreed healing in Jesus after everyone and everything had failed. A decreeing, a faith decreeing anointing came on her, even though she had went through a lot of stuff and was suffering, was getting better, getting worse, But that anointing came on them. It was a fate decreeing anointing. Here it goes. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood, how long? 12 years. How long you been dealing with it? And had suffered many things of many physicians. How many you dealt with? And had spent all that you had, how much you spent. And was nothing better, but rather grew worse. Now, here's where it turned from natural, normal ways. When she had heard of Jesus, what came when she heard of Jesus? Faith. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. But before she touched him, she said something. She got the two verses in different places. Verse 28 said, for she said, now you know what she been through, and you know she grew worse. If I may touch but his clothes. That's a decree there, pardon me. That's a faith. If I may touch but his clothes, she said, I shall be whole. She said it before she touched it. I believe it when she said it, he touched her. And all she had to do is carry it out by faith. You understand? And straightway, the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue has gone out of him, she took it. Turned him about in the presence and said, who took it? And the disciples said to him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, know the multitude ain't going to get it. They hadn't decreed nothing. And said, who touched me? And he looked around about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, feared and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said, her daughter, I didn't do it. I can't do it unless you let me do it. Daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace. And then it ain't coming back. Be whole of the plague. You see that? Huh? She did it. She decreed twice. And then she acted on her decree. My goodness. Now, if you look at Mark 11, 23, before you say it or decree it, it's already decided. It needs faith to manifest on earth. Let me get it again now. Listen to this very carefully now. Before you say it or decree it, it's already, you got to know it's already decided. Yes. It needs faith to manifest on earth. Yes. So you mean God placed that in my hand? How things gonna come out? You mean he can't do it without me? Faith, the only thing can activate the promises and the graces and the mercies of God. But you design to operate in it. Wow. Mark 11, 23, you know, that's a powerful verse. Very, very, I said, whosoever shall say to the mountain, be thou removed, be thou carried in the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which he says shall come to pass. He or she shall have whatsoever they say. I think that's a decreeing voice. I decree these mountain move out of my life. I decided because Christ paid for it on the cross. And he rolled from the grave. So it is activated. And I'm seated with him in heavenly places right now. I'll show you one. Oh my goodness. Powerful than that. Go to Matthew chapter 8. Here's a powerful decree that must be understood now in Matthew 8:5. a powerful decree. Praise God. You looking at it? And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came to him a centurion beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lies at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, watch what he said. I'm not worthy that thou shalt come into my roof, but speak the word only. Yes, sir. And my servant shall be healed. Yes, see, he made a decree to Jesus. Yes. If you speak the word, you don't have to come to my house. If you speak the word, I know. Yes. See, I know it's going to be right. Yes, uh-huh. That's the way we got to see it, you see. And when the centurion, and for I'm a man, see, now you got to understand the authority that you have in faith. We got to walk around with authority, man. We got to stop being little crybabies and talking about I'm a church member and I just go to church. No, when you go to church, you ought to get some fuel. Like tonight, you ought to be better off tomorrow. What? Faith. See, faith is the man part of your authority. When you know how to operate in faith, when you know what does say the Lord and you believe it and you meditate on it, then you say it. That's the way we're supposed to live. Yes. Jesus said, I'll come and heal him. And the centurion answered in the 8th verse and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that thou should come under my roof, but speak the word only. And my servant should be healed. For I'm a man under authority. I understand how this thing works. Having soldiers under me, and I know everything under you. I said to this man, go. Whatever you say, go, got to go. And he go until another come. Whatever you say, come, got to come. You see it? Yes. To my servant, do this, and he do it. Whatever you say, do, it got to be done. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily, I say to you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel, my chosen people. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and the west and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven, but the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. Isn't that sad? There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said unto them, look what he said to the man in the 13th verse. And as thou hast believed and said, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the self same hour. Decreeing. Now, I want to say three words here, but I want y'all to catch hold of these three words. Decreeing is discerning. You have come to enough discernment to know how it's going to come out.
Yes, sir.
Because faith and grace can't be stopped. Faith in the cross, faith in Christ, faith in what he did, and you can't be stopped. Let me go over the introduction, I'm going to close. Developing favor, decreeing faith. The time has come for the people of God to rise to their rightful blood-bought places in life. You're not going to get there without decreeing. So it will call for favor, grace, and light of God, yes ma'am, to become one in your life. With the right revelation of decreeing, you're about to stand out for God's glory. Let's close with Psalm 115. If you're listening, and I know you are, and you put it in practice, let's go to Psalm 115. Verse 14. You ready? The Lord shall increase you more and more. You and your children. You see it? All right, watch what it says. Watch what it says. Hallelujah. You are the blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. The heaven, even the heaven of the Lord's. But the earth he had given to the children of men. My, my, my. Increase you more and more. Stand on your feet. Lift your hand and give God praise. Think about it a few minutes. That you're leaving here with a decreeing fate anointing. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Lord. So now, whatever you're dealing with tonight, here and online, whatever you're dealing with, just take this little simple message, apply it to your life. Don't go by your mind, no time. Operate in faith. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen, the evidence of things not seen. Doesn't mean it's not there. So with the attempts on your life and scenarios that come, don't panic. Pray. Praise. And give thanks that is already done. You understand? Because there's nothing in this room or in the spirit or across the nation online that is not finished. All your victories are already finished. Say it. All my victories are already finished. It was finished at the cross. See? And so all you got to do now is keep operating by faith, but make sure you have faith and grace walking together. See, a lot of people operating by faith, but they weren't operating by grace. When you take it out of place. What do you mean take it out of place? Grace has already arrived. It's not arriving. So it's never nothing wrong with grace. Check your faith. Grace can't function without your faith. And your faith can't function without grace. Bible said, "And so then faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, that bring grace with it." Yes. All of God's word is full of grace. Yes. You know, the Lord wants me to say this again. The Lord loves you in spite of your shortcomings. Isn't that something? Because I don't believe there's one on the sound of my voice tonight that you just flat down practice sin. You wouldn't be here. You can't hang around here. If you practice sin, might come out at any moment. Step forward. You go to a church where they're dancing and say, "Look at me," and all that. But you get in a church like this, and holy people, the holy people, it's dangerous, man. The holy people, man. Say, what you say? Say, "I look good. I knew I looked good before you told me. What you tell me that for?" and say, you don't know what an apostle going to say. You don't know what he's going to say. I would bring some visitors, but you don't know what he's going to say. Come on, Junior.